Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. It looks like a monkey. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
And now, here are your hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
Here's Bob.
Good to see you.
Hi.
That's what I want to hear.
The senior division.
Age ain't nothing but a number, man.
It's 2:57. One more time from the country club. Where we're all wearing our shirts except Dan.
Sorry I hurt your feelings.
It's all good, dude.
Don't ever give him one, Chris.
It was the last shirt.
Promise me you'll never give him one.
I can't hurt him. Can't hurt the poor guy.
Here's Michael Gruber.
Give me something else.
Here's stand-up comedian and noted regional comic Michael Gruber.
Hello. How about that ride in? Don Davis Auto Group and Efficient Attic Systems bring you my nizzle.
Have you started writing your set yet?
Yeah.
Got a couple riffs ready?
It starts off with, how about that ride in, and I don't know where it goes from there.
Why don't you just quote the movie?
This is going to be the best payoff ever.
I'm okay. Going to do this.
And we're the three best friends that anyone can have.
Let's say hello to Hardline.
As
they are boning in the weekend somewhere, I believe, in Frisco. Mike Reiner and Corby Davidson of The Ticket.
They're in a hurricane.
Darth Vader.
We've run into some hail up here, I think.
Is it raining up there?
No, it's actually not.
Oh.
Just a bad return.
I heard it's supposed to rain.
It is. We're looking for a rainout tonight for the Ranger game.
For real?
No, we're not.
Mm-hmm.
No, we're not.
All right, well, here's meteorologist Mike Reiner.
Mike is going to be very upset if it's rained out. Tonight and tomorrow, potentially, is we're looking at about 70% chance throughout the evening tonight and all day tomorrow Sunday.
They should play three.
Yeah, triple header on Sunday.
Right now.
Three in one day. How about that?
Who's that guy at Channel 8, you know, the weatherman?
Delkus. He used to play for the Twins.
You should get him on. Then you could talk about both baseball and weather.
Isn't he pitching tonight?
He's long relief tonight.
Yeah, he got a September call-up.
Dude, the hourly on the Weather Channel is not looking great.
Thank you.
Really? For Ranger baseball?
Mike, I hate to tell you, buddy, but it's going to be a long weekend for you.
What about all the high school football you're going to go see tonight?
Yeah, Bob, what are we going to do about that?
I got all that high school tail.
I'm taking Rowlett over Allen tonight, by the way.
Are you going to rumble at halftime?
Sorry, Rowlett.
Where are you, Corby? Do you want to promote that?
We're at the Down Under Pub in Frisco.
It's all good, bro.
121 and Preston.
How that far are you, Preston?
Did you hear about the big NT bet that was placed on our show, Snake?
Oh, dear. OU North Texas bet? I heard George on, but I didn't hear any bet.
Well, the bet is this.
I don't know if I want to do it.
No, you're in.
You're in.
You're in.
The bet is the outright winner tomorrow night will celebrate wildly because the outright loser tomorrow night will be contracted to wear full body Under Armour like T.O. does at practice to the next guy's night out.
Wow.
He likes it.
So you got either a Jub or a Big Mac
in full T.O. Under Armour.
I think I'm rooting for Ohio.
With the gut kind of hanging out in the middle there just a little bit because the Under Armour doesn't quite cover it.
You're
a little
a good
belly
friend.
Button showing.
A little hair belly.
You're a good friend, Snake.
It's just riding up.
Thank you.
I don't know if you're a good friend or if you just would rather see George wear that.
George is a little bigger than you. I'm pulling for Ohio.
Yeah, I don't think they sell Under Armour at the Big and Tall Man shop either.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure how we're going to find Quad X Under Armour, but we're going to look.
I think George has a nicer rack. I think that's what I want to see.
Kind of pushes them together.
Well, today is Friday, September 11th, the 254th day of the year.
What year was the Rocket Ishmael overtime touchdown in week one against Washington?
98.
There are 111 days left.
Why do you ask?
They just showed it.
41-35, dog.
Yeah, they were down, 35?
14.
14?
Yeah.
There are going to be a lot of... Ooh.
Uh-oh.
Ooh. Oh.
Ooh. 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 Ooh.
You know, they threw that exact round earlier in the game, and Rocket dropped it.
Hello. Like about to explode. Hello. More me. Do we have more me? Do we have any me?
We got a tiny mic.
You sound fine.
Do we have any me at all?
Yeah, you got you.
We got plenty of you.
So now they're showing on ESPN some Cowboy special that Adam Schefter is a part of. Like talking about Landry. Like
then
Adam
how can
Schefter.
It really be special?
Adam Schefter.
What does Adam Schefter know about him?
Landry.
Comedy special.
We got a mic that sounds weird.
Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
I'm trying.
Now, Mike, I need to know how upset are you going to be. I need to know what measures you're going to take if we have a rainout tonight and tomorrow.
I'm not going to like it. I'll tell you, I'm ready for some baseball. They've had 2 days off. I'm ready for baseball tonight.
You got to just change your headset, dude.
Yeah, you sound muffled. This is so bad.
Oh, no.
All right, well, it's not like I can do anything about it.
Told you it would be bad.
I might be really saying that for
someone
else.
Go get on the phone.
Please.
You want me to get on the phone?
Yeah. And go get me a Pepsi.
Oh, a phone is ringing. Or maybe I should just talk in drops. How about that?
On this day in 2001, of course, nearly 3,000 people died when two hijacked jetliners smashed into New York's World Trade Center, causing the Twin Towers to fall. A jetliner plowed into the Pentagon, and a fourth hijacked plane was crashed in a field in western Pennsylvania.
Yeah, and here is Dan joking about it all day long today.
It's weird.
Is that today?
You know, on this day in 1297, Scottish rebels under William Wallace slaughter a larger English force at Stirling Bridge.
They slaughtered larger English whores? Is that
exactly.
What you said?
Shock jock.
Are your...
What do you mean, shock jock?
Is someone getting a new headset for you or no?
No, nobody is.
Yeah, Tony
nobody
is. Now, let's go easy on everybody, okay? We're having fun out here.
Okay. Struggling. I'm sure it couldn't have been tested. On this day... I'm the bad guy.
They love you.
On this day in 1999, does anybody remember when Brett Favre and Robert Brooks teamed up for a 99-yard touchdown against the Chicago Bears to tie an NFL record?
I remember if it was on Monday Night Football.
Maybe you can go home tonight and recreate that with little Brett and Maddie. And
or I could just grab the DVD and...
That's not how you roll. You roll by recreating.
Yeah, you got to recreate. Your wife can center it.
Well, it all starts with play action, honey. So what I'm going to do here, I'm going to fake that I'm handing it off. You got to sell it. You got to run right into that.
Will you video it or just you stream it?
Now, what if she wants to be far? Is that just ridiculous?
That's
deal breaker.
She knows better.
I want a tape of him taking the snap from his wife.
Who's going to be Dorsey Levens?
I'll bet you do.
Come on, Mike.
All right, here's some emails. Hey, Dan, shot. I told my husband if he gets shout-out on Why Today Doesn't Suck, I would wake him up in that special way all weekend.
All weekend? Let the guy get some sleep.
He's going to take a nap every hour.
A lot of dirt.
We are both big P1s. I like to think I'm a more loyal P1 than he is. I even know the obscure fact of your very special movie moment you shared a few months ago. I download your podcast every day. Let's see.
Four.
Let me just get to this from Jamie.
That's great.
My husband has the unfortunate birthday of September 11th. He is Jeff Sather. And she says a lot of other stuff. But that's from Jamie.
Sather.
And he is Jeff. So happy birthday to him.
I guess Brandon Noble's, was it his twins? Did he have twins, Dan? Or was it just one kid?
Oh, that's right. He had a kid on this day, right?
His wife was in labor during September 11th, 2001.
Did you say labia?
That's a weird way to celebrate.
Well, I think she started first. But, you know, it just kind of happened that way.
Let's see. My brother Timmy turns 22.
So that's
he is
how
a
you
UT
write this whole
Arlington
day off, huh?
Student.
It just kind of happened that way.
Timmy is
well,
a
no,
UT.
But Brandon Noble's kids kind of happened that way.
Are we trying to change your headphone mic?
No, we're making no effort whatsoever.
We're going to ride this out till 7 o'clock?
Believe so.
Timmy is a UT Arlington student and would like Mike to wish him a happy birthday. Oh, what a day. From San Francisco P1 Scott.
Happy birthday,
come on. P.S., how much do DVDs cost at Blockbuster?
$8 Blockbuster, $8
Hey, Dan?
Yep.
Before we run out of time, Chris Burney has to thank the Academy. We've got a couple shout-outs.
I've got a few over here, yeah.
So, just...
My buddy Covey, who's right over there, his stepson.
Who's Covey?
Little Donnie Do had a birthday.
Cubs hat on, that's why.
Had a birthday yesterday, so he gets a little shout.
Little Donnie Do?
We're at Chris Burney's house.
Oh.
In Denton.
Is that the only other headset we have?
It's because we got them all out here.
So they're all broken? All the ones out here are broken?
Switch with Corby.
Those two, I thought were good.
We're going to go with youth today as being the more important.
Any other shout-outs or just Cubby?
My buddy Ron Rinke, who owns some Wendy's around here.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thanks for the food.
Worked over some grub. I got chili now for the next 3 weeks.
Thanks for the salad.
You know what they say about Wendy's?
Rinke.
It's way better than fast food. It's Wendy's.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
And nutritious as well.
Right.
Not really, Chris.
Now, who is this? Is this computer?
This guy has his act way more together than computer does.
Sorry, computer.
We saw it.
How could that be?
Hey, Chris, when do y'all hit the road?
In October. We have a few shows next weekend.
Oh, is this a Bowling for Soup guy?
Yeah.
This is me.
Welcome to the show.
How's it going, dude?
It's going pretty good. We go way back now. Like a few weeks ago.
We sure do.
You know, Mike's in a band.
I don't know if I told you.
Hey, Mike.
I dabble.
Yes.
September 24th at the House of Blues. Could be your Bowling for Soup debut.
Really?
Break that Bowling for Soup cherry.
Pop.
13 days from tonight.
Hey,
Dan, I have a couple of birthdays if you're done. If
jeez.
You're
done. Go ahead.
That's forcing the issue.
Right, God, you sound terrible.
Yeah, dude.
What do you want me to do, Dad?
Like, did Mike grab a hoodie sweatshirt, wrap it around the microphone, and is now trying to talk?
This one is an email, Dan. It says, today is my birthday, and yes, my husband woke me up in that very special way. A fresh Bellini, perfect cup of coffee, and the ticket on the radio. We've taken today off to spend together with the ticket on the radio. That's from Michelle.
What about the Louisiana Slipknot?
Oh, that's a hit out here.
What the hell was that? Thank you. Keep them coming.
And not that Michelle's birthday wasn't special, but I have a more special birthday. Today is my dear mother's birthday.
Okay. Let's get her on.
Your mom, Mrs. Donovan?
Yes. Mrs.
Pollard.
Oh, my goodness.
Listen to Mike's mic
Donovan.
Now.
Wow.
Put the other headphone back on. Yeah.
Oh, there we go.
How about that?
Oh, there he goes. He sounds good.
It's Tiny Mike.
Hey, it's a girl here.
Yeah, the party's getting started right now. We have a girl in here.
There's a girl.
You know, that was supposed to
join the sausage fest.
You guys were supposed to bring ticket girls. I didn't know that.
Oh.
We thought, dude, there'd be just girls running around here.
You had groupie rock and roll girls. That's right.
The only reason I go on your guys' show is so I can get some...
What?
Some BJJ.
And how's that working out for you?
Oh, my God.
That's very good.
So, happy birthday, Mom. Hope you're listening.
Thanks for that right there.
There we go.
Happy birthday, Mom.
Thanks for speaking in Oprah speak.
Yeah.
That was quite Tyra of you, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday, Donovan's mom. Also, I got...
Is she pulling for the Buccaneers Sunday with Raheem Morris?
No, I don't know. I don't know. That's a good question.
It is Corey Henderson's birthday, P1.
Corby.
And, dear Dan, please wish my wife, Tina, a happy 10th anniversary. Could you sing the happy anniversary song like you did for Bob's parents?
Back to the old one?
No.
What was that?
Love you, Dan. Love you, Bob. Love you, Jane. I hate Tom or Donovan and Chris.
Yeah, come get some ham.
Let's go back to the one you had on a second ago.
What's wrong, Mike?
How do we sound now?
I think Mike just got
you
tackled.
You sound like you had the first one on.
Sounds like you're scuba diving.
Well, I'm afraid that's about as good as we're going to be able to do today.
The other one was perfect.
Yeah, the other one sounded good.
Yeah, but the other one had a short in it.
Oh. Jody.
Hey, so guess what?
It had a groove in a state of faulty repair.
Yeah, I said it.
It's not funny. Don't we have a drop to play here?
What's just going proving on? Once again that cutting financial corners can really backfire.
Mark.
Hey, guess what? We have a celebrity guest on the line.
Oh, God. Would can somebody please shut up. Just 1 second. Everybody, just shut up.
What the hell?
Would somebody please buy this thing?
God. The headset?
Please.
I mentioned we have a celebrity guest.
All right, we have a guest on the phone lines.
The owner of Cumulus.
Who's our celebrity guest, Tom?
Michael Trent.
Donovan Lewis's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The birthday girl.
Hello, mother.
Hello, Donovan.
Oh. Pump her up.
I can't hear her.
Can't hear.
Mother?
Yes, I can hear you.
How are you?
I'm fine, and you?
Happy birthday.
Well,
Happy birthday.
Thank you so much.
So what are you doing today?
Right now, I'm just resting, doing nothing.
You took the day off, right?
I surely did.
Because you always do on your birthday.
I try to on my birthday. Whenever I can, I do.
You going out to do a little drinking tonight?
Not drinking, but eating.
Where are you guys going, you know?
I don't know.
You going to Papa Doe?
Huh?
Going to Papa Doe?
No, I don't think so this time.
All right, so now who are you rooting for in the Cowboy-Tampa Bay game? Because Tampa Bay has a black coach, as you know.
Okay,
I don't know if you knew that or not.
Now, who's Tampa Bay playing?
They're playing Dallas.
The Cowboys.
Oh, you don't have to root for the Cowboys.
But they have a black coach.
I can't help that.
Will you be upset?
None of us can help that.
They got a black quarterback, too.
Oh, they do? Ooh.
Are you going to change your mind now?
When they play someone else, I'll root for them.
And a couple of black wide receivers.
Now, Madam Lewis.
That's everything, right?
Say that again, Bob.
I'm sorry?
I thought you said something.
She thought you said something.
Oh, no, I just said they also had black wide receivers.
Oh, okay.
Madam Lewis, do you mind us asking how old you are?
Okay, I'm a 36 reverse.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you're younger than me.
Yes.
Boy, you had me at a very, very early age.
-1.
Wow.
So what did your husband of many years get you for your birthday?
Well, he gave me money.
Money.
Which I like.
Of course.
Money?
Ask her what I'm going to give her for her birthday.
And he took me out for breakfast this morning. We're going out to dinner.
Wow. Well, I didn't know that. That is fancy right there. I'm stepping up. Usually you have to make him breakfast.
How much money does he give you?
Oh, this time he gave me $150.
Whoa. $150.
Uh-huh.
Whoa, that's big time.
Are you going to the casino tonight?
You know, I wish I could win. I think Al Green's going to be there tonight. If I had known that, I would have been there.
That's right. Al Green is supposed to be there tonight.
Away. How about I come pick you up and we go see Al Green?
That's right.
I'll go. Come pick me up.
I know she will.
Well, I'll tell you what, Miss Lewis, don't let Donovan blow you off again on your birthday.
What are you talking about?
Well, I'm just saying you need to treat your mom right.
We know how you are. We know what you do on her birthday. You ignore her.
Mom, do I always treat you right on your birthday?
Sometimes.
Oh!
Sometimes. Yeah, see, sometimes.
You know, Donovan, giving her the guest line number is not a gift.
Well, I need to go to the store after the show, man.
I'll let you on my radio show.
Happy birthday to you.
Well, you know, Bob, he's a celebrity with us because he was a food tester for the fair.
That's right.
Really?
I've made it down the family.
You know, that was a proud day for all of us, but I bet his parents were really proud.
I was very proud.
When you're tasting food at the state fair, that pretty much made it.
I can retire.
Were you happy with his decisions?
After I taste it, I'll let you know.
The fried butter that he voted in?
After I taste it, I'll let you know.
All right. Okay.
Well, happy birthday,
Mother.
Maybe
he'll bring you some fried butter for your birthday.
Now, I'd rather have the winner. The one that won.
That's right. She's a winner. My mom's a winner.
What won?
The fried peaches and
cream. Oh, I thought butter won.
No.
That was most creative.
Okay.
Deep fried peaches and gravy?
No peaches and gravy, sir. Well, Mother, happy birthday. I will be by there later on to
Lie.
Give you your gift.
Lie.
y feliz cumpleaños.
Okay, Donovan. Well, it's nice talking to you guys.
Bye, Mom.
Bye-bye.
Bye,
Mom.
Bye, Mother. Come on up in studio anytime.
She gone? Oh my God, Groobs, you jackwad.
What did Groobs play? I don't want to talk about it.
What did, you don't want to know, Donovan.
Yes, I really
no,
do.
No, you don't.
She hung up, too.
I'm going to listen back, and I'm going to come kick your ass. How about
yes,
that?
Yes, you know what? Yeah. Go in there and kick his ass now.
You're going to want to.
Let's see you try.
He'll poke my eye with the Sonic spoon. By the way, ma'am, we have some Wendy's chili over there if you're interested. Lots of chili.
In case you want a chili dog.
All right.
Let's all settle down. Boy, that's a winner right there, Ty.
Thank you. Thank you.
You mean a Sarasota chili dog?
Sarasota, huh?
Let's roll through some birthdays because we're almost out of time.
Yep.
So we got Jeff Sluman, 52.
That's a PGA champion.
Gerald
winner.
Wilkins, 46.
Okay, just
Brian De Palma, well. 69.
Who?
Harry Connick Jr., 42.
Sang the national anthem. I have that shirt.
The Hooters shirt?
No. Virginia Madsen is 48.
Hot.
From Sideways.
Well, that too.
Smart dog.
Christy McNichol is 47.
The loser,
it's funny, though, that she
Hooters,
wasn't yeah. the one that was sideways in that movie.
What?
Ludacris is 32.